a daytime high Sunday. Right now, it's 70. I'm James Stanley, KABC News.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Shine a loving light on me. It's midnight. The studio is going crazy. I'd say it's lit up, but only figuratively.
Oh, we're lighting
it up. And we are having a good time. I mean, the hundreds of people wanted to get in and listen to the show. We had to throw them out tonight. Anyway, the show is So What's Your Problem? It's a weekly radio program. We have a team of experts that are here to help you solve, resolve, and gain insight into your problems. If you're angry about something, you got a beef, you want to punch your boyfriend in the nose, whatever it is, call us first. We will help you. You have a problem. We'll solve it. And as I usually do each week, I'm looking at two of the brightest, loveliest, most brilliant faces I've ever seen.
Thank you,
in every way, shape, and form. So first, let me introduce the beautiful, the brilliant life coach, skiing champion, expert on, expert on child rearing. And she does shoe shine work at Union Station.
All of it. All
it's
the all
time.
True. It's always
the
true.
Fabulous Debbie. And Debbie only has one name. She doesn't use her last name. Elvis, Liza,
well, you know,
Frank.
I mean, stalkers.
Tony.
Yeah. We have to be careful.
Debbie.
Hey, Stan, how are you?
Now, Deb, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You look good. You look maybe a little tired today.
A little tired. It was a big weekend.
You
had a big
week.
Station event, a big concert down in Doheny
Beach. Oh, that's right. How'd that go?
It was awesome.
Who was the performer? I forget.
We had a huge lineup. It was a younger set.
Yes.
Our FM
rock
station.
You said it was 90s.
Mm-hmm. It was the 90s rock.
KLOS.
KLOS, 95.5.
And you are listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Mm-hmm. Our sister station.
Our sister station. And our phone number is
800-222-5222.
800-222-5222. And, my goodness, I am so proud to introduce the fabulous, the lovely, the cerebral, the most sagacious employer attorney in town.
Yeah, I'll say.
No offense, Jeffrey Thomas.
Oh.
She is from the Thomas Employment Law Firm, and her name is Zoe Beckes. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Zoe, and Zoe, say hello to our listeners.
Hello, everyone. Sorry I didn't get my hair and nails done for this radio
right.
appearance.
And you have a face for television, so we wouldn't
say
that.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, you're looking pretty, you're doing well for radio.
Yeah,
so we're gonna
perfect for radio.
And her picture is going to be posted on our Facebook page.
Oh, people will want to
What's
look.
Your problem?
Mm-hmm.
So they will get the visual.
That's right.
And then you're going to have a lot of fun on the show, Zoe. So why don't we do this?
Okay.
If you don't mind. Let's start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you decide to become an attorney? How did you become an employer advocate? Where did you? We want to know the whole thing. Where you grew up? Where you went to high school?
Yeah.
The last time you
tell us your story.
The
okay.
last time you brushed your teeth. Everything. Okay.
I'm from the beautiful San Diego.
Okay, nice.
I went to Torrey Pines High School.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I played golf there. Very beautiful area.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
But I like it better in L.A.
You like L.A.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I went to UCLA for undergrad.
Oh, nice.
And then USC for law school.
Oh, nice. So you are smart, actually.
Oh, so smart.
What Jeffrey Thomas told us was not a lie. He said she's smart as a whip.
Yeah, he did.
Thank you. And I live in Santa Monica now with my husband.
Nice. Okay. How long have you been wed?
We are newlyweds.
Oh,
I think we
really?
Can still say that. Mm-hmm. We were married in September.
Nice.
At the Ebell Theater on Wilshire.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So they turned that into a venue for a wedding?
Yes, it's a. They often use it for
a wedding. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Okay.
And I...
How's the machetenister? You like them or what?
Love it. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Machetenister is a Yiddish word for family.
Oh.
And many times it's funny. You know, you meet your guy and you fall in love. Now you have to meet each other's family.
Right.
But the joke is the parents, let's say my parents, when they were meeting my wife's parents, former wife, they go, all right, so now we got to meet the machetenister.
Oh.
And so that means his
Is it
family.
Complimentary or not?
Well, it's pretty much vapid. I mean, it's neither, but it depends on what you want to make it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying. So how do the families get along? Great?
Oh, great. Yes. We did Thanksgiving together the first...
Nice.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful.
Nice Jewish family.
So they're happy with your choice in a man.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, how could they not be happy with our Zoe?
Yeah.
So, okay.
She's ours now.
So 4 years at UCLA, so you're living in LA already.
And on campus. I didn't even have a car for most of it.
Did you know you wanted to be an attorney?
My father's an attorney.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. I liked what he did, and I went to law school and took a class that centered on employment law, and I thought it was really interesting. You know, there's...
Especially in California. It's quite tricky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did a story, a write-up on a sexual harassment case, and I said, this is interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we probably will be getting callers who are in the middle of sexual harassment cases. Yeah.
Well, hopefully not.
That's our show.
Yeah.
We only deal with lascivious and salacious stuff. But anyway, so that's how you got into employer law. And how did you hook up with the Thomas firm?
Through a recruiter.
Oh, okay.
And I'm very lucky to be there.
It's a good
Jeffrey
firm, isn't it?
Jeffrey is great. My other boss, Dan Ho, is wonderful. So
Jeffrey's...
I'm happy to go there in the morning, which is...
Wow.
That's good.
It's hard to say.
We love Jeffrey.
And you seems like you have a very impressive list of a lot of restaurant clients, right?
We
restaurant
do. Chains. We focus on hospitality clients.
Yeah, yeah.
But we represent employers all over the map.
Right, yeah.
I have some doctor clients.
Yeah. Personally... Mm-hmm. What has been either the most exciting, important, stressful case that you've worked on?
Well, I have a very interesting case I can tell you about.
May you share with us.
Yes.
And listeners, get ready for an interesting case from Zoe Beckus.
So my client was a professional in Los Angeles making a lot of money.
Okay.
And he found himself having an affair with a nanny.
Ah, the nanny.
Yes. Yeah, I think the nanny called this show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The man, yeah. The
She was represented by Gloria Allred's firm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So he came to us and he said, what do I do?
Yeah.
This did in fact happen, but it was completely consensual. And we...
Well, the nanny was over 18, obviously.
She was over 18.
Okay, so fine. Okay.
Yeah. He
What's
was in the
number?
Midst of a divorce.
No,
yeah. The wife was out of the picture. It was just
seems
a mess.
Kosher.
So we did a data dump. We went through all of his text messages, and we found incredibly salacious text messages. They had...
Between the two.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we said, okay, uh-oh, what are we going to do about this? Mm. There was the worst that the mediator had ever seen in a long time.
Really?
So they...
Can you share some with us? No, I'm kidding.
use your imagination.
Okay, I got it.
We immediately went to private mediation, and by the text messages, we told the story. It was completely consensual, and he stopped using her, not because the relation stopped, but because his children did not need her anymore. We proved that. They were old enough. They didn't need
her
anymore.
Right. It wasn't because of the relationship.
It wasn't because the relationship ended. And she wanted him to be, you know, her husband
boyfriend. Right, right. Got it.
He did not want that. So,
oh, he didn't want.
Right.
So he was done with the affair, and that was it.
Right.
Let's move on.
So we immediately diverted to private mediation. We did not want this to get out. He did not want this to get out. We settled for a fraction of what he would have paid for in court.
So
and
it went
he was
well.
Happy and
it went
we,
well.
She signed a confidentiality agreement.
So yeah, well, what do people need to be aware of when they're texting these days? I mean, that brings us to that topic. You can really incriminate yourself.
Yeah.
What should we just as individuals think about when we're texting salacious things in the middle of the night?
Well, you should treat it just like
I'm
your
just curious.
Email at work. Because if work email on there, it might be that you waived your right to privacy to your cell phone. And maybe there's a contract that you signed that you didn't read carefully that says that your employer has a right to review anything in your phone.
Right.
So, and someone argued that that's a violation of privacy, but you need to be careful about just treat it like it's a work email.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, though, because I have done this. I have sent the wrong text to the wrong person.
Yeah, I've gotten
who
this all the time. And I think, Stan, this is not
Stan,
for
stop
me.
It. It's not stop funny. I think I did do it with you, actually. Nothing terrible, but it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Because then you got to say mistake, sorry, wrong person.
Right.
Have you
back
ever
up.
Done it on purpose as a joke? Sometimes I'll text my husband.
That would be great. I love that.
Oh, he's so annoying. He did this and this
so
and this.
Great.
And that, or...
I'm going to do that.
Pretend that you're still speaking when he hangs up and I say, oh, I'm so glad to be off the phone with him. And he's still listening.
That's so great.
Well, as a newlywed.
I'm going to do that.
Probably, I don't know, that might be a little.
You know what? My girlfriend would not like that. She wouldn't get it.
She
wouldn't get it. You got to have that kind of sense of humor.
Yeah.
I mean, I would get it.
Yeah.
But although she says that about me anyway, so
you don't get it.
So I expect it.
Okay.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah, proceed with caution.
So things are going well. Can we ask what your newlywed husband does? Or?
Yes, he does credit research.
Uh-huh.
He works downtown.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
there you go.
He's in the finance. So I pretend to know what he does, but
but he probably knows what you do. Do you bring work home with you mentally?
And physically.
And physically. Yeah, you got work to do.
Yeah.
Briefs, writing briefs and all that stuff.
Yes.
All right, Jose is giving me like the wrap-up thing going on.
Yeah, we're going into break soon.
Yeah, we're going into break. But anyway, and Zoe, so you're going to stay in L.A. for a while, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully around here.
Yeah, you like your practice.
I love Culver City.
Isn't it the great? I always say that if you have to work for a boss, your direct boss makes or breaks your life. So important.
I'm so lucky
and
with my
Debbie
boss.
Has a great direct boss also. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it really does.
Because that can run somebody right off the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people stay and they leave because of their...
Okay, they're screaming in my ear. We got to pay some bills. We got sponsors are yelling.
They're yelling.
All the ones that dropped O'Reilly are now with us.
Yeah, it's good. Okay.
Come back. Talk Radio 78KBC. Check us out on our Facebook page. So what's your prob? And also, get a hold of me, StanKBC@AOL.com. He's a paper in a hand.
Normally, this time of year reminds me of my college days. You know what I'm talking about. Spring break. Yeah, baby. I know this often meant nothing but trouble. I don't know what they're talking about. But this year, spring break took on a new meaning for me. My water heater busted and started leaking everywhere. Fortunately, I knew who to call. SoCal Plumbers 911. They're the referral service for the very best plumbers in L.A. Here's how to get in touch with them. Go to SoCalPlumbers911.com or call 1-877-PLUMBER.
Hi, it's Dr. Leanna.
And Margaret.
Ever wonder why you are the way you are? Want to know more about yourself and your psychology? You have questions, we have answers. Tune in to On the Couch with Dr. Leanna and Margaret, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it. So can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Infectious diseases spread by pests like malaria, Zika, and Chagas disease are causing a worldwide health crisis. Fortunately, here at home, we don't face the same level of threat, but we shouldn't let our guard down. Mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus and Zika are impacting communities across the U.S., and Lyme disease spread by ticks is on the rise. Whether around the world or just around the block, get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Barry Manilow reveals why he didn't come out for decades. I thought I would disappoint my fans if they knew I was gay. Come on. First of all, if he came out and said he was straight, I would think his fans would just completely protest and walk out.
You big
out
fraud.
We'll leave it.
You know what? I don't think we gave that story the oomph that it deserved. Colin, can I have the breaking news sounder, please?
Now, breaking on KABC.
Oh, dear. Wow.
This just into the drive home.
Yeah,
Barry Manilow is a homosexual.
What?
I don't think the Barry Manilow story is breaking. I think it was broken a long time ago.
The drive home. With Jillian Barber and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
New study says that tech is making your kids fat, dumb, and mean. We'll talk to the author.
And a turkey walks into Walmart.
And there's a difference between the turkey and your kid. Get smart. 5 to 10 right here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
It's midnight. Actually, it's after midnight. We're in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. But to all of you that are listening on the website all around the world, we love you for listening. And the fellas and gals overseas that listen. And we have a great population and audience out of the San Quentin guys.
Yeah, and you know, everybody on the boat.
They love the show. Yeah. Everybody on the boat.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody on the boat is listening.
That's right. And that poor guy on that airline.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, actually, that guy is my doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I
did he miss your surgery?
Yeah, he missed. He was supposed to do surgery on me.
Yeah.
But he was a bloody mess. And
yeah.
He was concussed.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Jose. Do we have a caller? Hello, caller. To whom am I speaking?
Suzanne.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Do you know the song by Leonard Cohen, Suzanne? Suzanne takes you down. Okay. So listen, Suzanne.
Stands in his own world right now.
Suzanne. Suzanne.
Suzanne. It's Suzanne. Coming. Here it comes.
So what's your problem, darling?
Well, I've been listening to Zoe, and I love that she went to USC. It's a great school.
Yeah.
And I want to say that I wish I loved to go to work in the morning like she does, but unfortunately I don't.
Ah, segue. Okay. That's a segue, right? Go ahead.
Well, I work for a small company, and I'm actually a supervisor for about 10 people that work under me, and I've never fired anyone before, and I have a new boss. Who all of a sudden he thinks a couple of the girls have bad attitude and they're coming in late and he wants me to fire them. And I have no experience and I want to tell him, you do it. I'm afraid that, I don't know, maybe I'll have some sort of liability or something.
Repercussions and the proper way to fire them. Zoe Beckus, what do you think?
Well, individual supervisors generally are not liable for those types of claims. There are certain wage and hour claims that you could be liable for or sexual harassment, but in this case, a wrongful termination general type.
It
would go to the employer.
Right.
And
okay.
If the employees are at will, meaning they don't have a contract stating that there's a term for their employment, you can terminate them for any reason except an unlawful reason, and that is the big kicker.
What are the categories of unlawful?
Lots of sexual
harassment.
Complaints, if they complained about anything like sexual harassment, about their wages, about how much they're paid, about their meal period and rest breaks, if they think it's because of their race or because of their gender, then that is unlawful if it is in fact because of that reason.
Right.
And if something to keep in mind is think about what have they made any complaints about any of those things? If you terminate them in close proximity to the complaint, the law oftentimes presumes that the termination was in retaliation for those complaints.
It would seem that people could set that up for themselves, like employees could kind of set up a paper trail and then create a case for themselves against their employer. And it seems so unfair that we're set up that way.
A lot of my clients feel like it's extortion.
Extortionate, exactly.
And so what the key to preventing that is document their bad behavior. So they're coming in late. Discipline them. They're not taking their meal period and rest breaks.
Document also,
document it in a discipline. Write it down.
Right. Because
our listeners are business owners, most of them, and employers. So I think when they're listening to the show tonight, if they can glean anything, it would be to keep good records, keep track of things, watch your employees, make sure.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's the biggest problem. They say, well, it's...
Documentation is everything.
If you have no documents, you can't prove your case. It's his word against hers. So
with my background in the entertainment industry, we would go in and pitch concepts for new shows. And what would happen was I'm telling you, at least six times, cable networks stole our idea.
Yeah.
So they do one of two things. They say, stop, because we thought about that already, when they didn't. And, and at a specific show, we pitched a show where we wanted to have cameras in a fraternity house. And we pitched it to MTV. Good place, right? Reality TV.
Yeah.
Like 2 months later, there's cameras in a sorority house.
Right.
Which was our concept. Blah,
you
blah,
see
blah.
That all the time in the entertainment industry. Just
all the time.
The idea grab.
Yeah, everything.
How do you protect yourself against ideas?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me say what my lawyer said, then I want to ask the lawyer.
Okay.
Because we were on the documentation thing. Document. When did you walk in? When did you have the meeting? Exactly what the pitch was. And you always try to get, but they don't do it. Producers will not, or program executives will not sign a non-disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they agree not to run with your idea.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Zoe?
To protect your ideas?
Yeah.
Well, a non-disclosure agreement
is very important.
Is key. You can have them sign it at the beginning of the employment relationship, but you cannot have a non-competition agreement, as many people know. Those are unlawful in California. There are things you can do, though. You can, a lot of courts allow employers to use a non-rating provision in their contract, and that means you can't poach my employees after you leave and get everyone to form a new company. So a reasonable non-poaching type clause can be lawful. And you can say, don't use my confidential information and trade secrets once you leave. Now, you can't require someone to wipe their mind clean, but they can't wrongfully use your confidential information and trade secrets to compete against you.
Okay, fantastic.
So
did
we answer her question?
Yes, Suzanne, do you get that?
I get that, and I just, we don't have an HR department, and I was wondering, is there any way, any other things that we should look at if we don't have an HR department?
Let me say this. We have another caller. We love you. Call us next week. Stay with us. But just document. When somebody's doing something wrong, document it so you're building up
And can I add one more thing? If someone complains, sometimes employers have a duty to investigate that complaint. If there's a complaint about sexual harassment, you might have a duty to investigate it. So make sure you don't forget about that.
Okay, terrific.
Thank you,
Suzanne. We have a caller. And to whom am I speaking?
This is Coco Vinny.
Vinny!
All right.
I got to talk about Coco Vinny. Coco Vinny was on our show as a guest. He's Coco Vinny. He invented a thing that taps coconuts, and he's built a big business
into it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Do you like coconut water?
Yeah, it's so by healthy. The pool.
By the pool.
Drinking a coconut.
Wait, have you seen this?
He makes cocktails.
No,
this
is what he fresh coconut.
He's in most of the hotels in Vegas.
Yeah, we love this guy.
And Coco Vinny. I call him King Coco Nut. All right, Coco V. What do you got for us? What do you got for Debbie?
What's happening?
What do you got for Zoe Beckus? And behave yourself. Nice to talk, yeah. She's very
Definitely.
Beautiful, but she's a newlywed.
I'll be on my best behavior.
All right.
I'll be on my best behavior.
Yeah, that's a joke.
Of course.
So, what do you got, V?
Zoe, this isn't necessarily a question for employment law or employers, but just about law in general. I mean, recently we got sued a couple of years ago from a guy that we bought some software from, and he basically sold us a box of rocks, and we did our best to take this software and make something of it, but it was just crap. He basically frauded us.
The software was bad. Okay.
It was bad. And so the crazy part is that he filed a lawsuit before we even got around to it, because we didn't want to mess with it, but he sued us for $8 million and said it was fraud and this and that. So long story short, we countersued him. We won. We got a judgment. But it costs us a lot of money just to defend this lawsuit and get rid of this guy. And I just wanted to ask you, because it's happening to a friend of mine right now. There's a kind of a scumbag lawyer who's basically contacting all kinds of establishments looking for their website is not compliant for blind people, or their counters are too high and not good for disabled people. And so he was just telling me, he said, you know, I just paid the guy $7,500 just to get rid of him because he says I know I could beat him, but
anybody can sue anybody. Anybody can sue anybody. All right, Zoe, I think you see where he's going with this. What specifically is your question?
So besides going to this guy's house and smacking his kneecaps open and making sure he doesn't do this to anybody else, what's the best defense against this kind of stuff?
I mean, I think it appears that it's very difficult because anybody can file a lawsuit,
and
even if it's bogus.
And you have to defend yourself.
And you got to defend it, or else you'll get a judgment.
And this guy's a lawyer, so he can just file for nothing out of his pocket.
But one thing I do know about especially the California Bar, is a serious bar association where you can take complaints, and that guy should definitely lose his license.
Oh, there are sanctions available for lawyers in court, not just with the bar. There are sanctions available for lawyers who frivolously file lawsuits.
Right.
If you have no good faith belief that there's a basis in fact or law, and we often threaten and seek and obtain sanctions against attorneys who are suing our clients, not in good faith.
See, there you go.
So that would be the way.
Yeah, Vinny, you got to get a couple of these other people. And I mean, I had a situation where a guy just completely overcharged me and ripped me off. And the amount I paid him was nowhere close to what it should have been. I took him to mediation first and I let him know this is my first step. There's many steps up the ladder where you can go, where that guy could be in jeopardy even of his license. And what this guy's doing is pretty egregious. Zoe, good answer. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I think we're up against a break.
Yeah.
And Vinny, call us, man. Call us next week. Tell
Vinny,
us
bring us some coconut.
Tell us about the coconut bit. And bring the coconut and, you know, the rum too. What the hell?
Right.
We won't tell anybody.
We're doing 3,000 coconuts for Coachella this week.
Oh yeah.
Great. Good for you.
Hey,
yeah, it's gonna be a big one.
Give one to my son. Give one to my son. He'll be the one painted like an Indian, and I don't know, acting crazy. All right, thanks, Coco V. 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222. Stay with us.
KABC.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did.
First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
What's going to happen next?
It's Peter Tilden on the next Peter Tilden at 10. Of course, we'll discuss the ongoing situation with North Korea. Will there be an Obamacare standoff that leads to a government shutdown? And did Eli Manning sell bogus memorabilia?
Bogus.
Is there anything but bogus memorabilia? We'll talk about that and more starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Choosy moms choose Talk Radio 790 KABC.
What's up, John?
The problem that journalists, and I've been complaining about it for 20 years, they have a lot of knowledge, no wisdom, no experience. Mm-hmm. So they make judgments from knowledge when they have no business doing so. And you know who else does that? Millennials.
As if.
That's their big problem. I'm not kidding.
Whatever.
They have all this information at their fingertips, and they don't know what they're talking about.
Dr. Drew. Midday Live. With Mike Catherwood. Weekdays, noon to 3 on KABC.
My request. Midnight Ramble.
About the Midnight Rambler.
Hello, welcome back. This is the Midnight Rambler Show. And the name of the show is So What's Your Problem? It's a weekly show. We have a team of experts, and they are here to solve, resolve, and gain insight into your problems. And I am looking at two of the greatest faces and also brains. Oh my God. We are inundated with brain power tonight on this show.
Brain power. That's right.
And
that's what we're going for.
And because Debbie jumped right in, I'm going to focus first on our attorney, counselor, Zoe Beckus with ThomasEmploymentLawFirm.com. ThomasEmploymentLawFirm.com. Get that down. If you're an employer and you need help, this is the place to go. And so to continue, Jose, do we have a caller? Oh, Jitendra? What's his name?
The tender.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Jitender.
Hi, Jitender.
Jitender. She didn't mean to laugh. Jitender.
No, I'm laughing because I know him. I know him.
You don't know.
You know me?
Anyway, where are you from, Jitender? She's kidding.
I am from Calcutta, in India.
Oh, Calcutta.
But I have been in the United States for about 3 years now.
Okay. Are you a businessman or?
Yes, sir. I have a nice car parking business. We do like valet, and we set up at all these different restaurants and different places.
Okay.
It's very fun.
Just a second. I have to go to, I got to cut to, never mind. Okay, Jitender, you're doing a great job. What do you got? So what's your problem, Jitender, for a lovely counselor, I guess?
Well, you know, I have a problem with, you know, documented workers and making sure that they have all of their papers. And now with this Trump guy, he's making it very difficult for me to run my business because, honestly, I'm trying to get things done. And now my employees are scared. They don't know what to do. And I'm trying to get all of their paperwork in order with the Social Security, and some of them, you know, they give me
just
fake numbers.
Jitender, I'm turning on subtitles so I could hear what you're saying, see what you're saying. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Now, guys, I tease you. Jitender, you sound like a nice gentleman. So
that is
specifically,
fine. I know that I have a nice Southern accent. It's very good.
Yeah. I just spoke to you the other day to fix my cell phone. Okay, anyway, is that racist? No. So I understand the question. I relay it to Zoe. Basically, are your Are they employees or are they independent contractors, first of all?
Well, right now I am sending everybody to 1099 because they're
independent contractors.
Wait a second.
One second. Zoe's going to jump in. And how many, usually on average, because I understand your business, how many of these employee/independent contractors do you have?
It just depends on the project, you know. On average. So on average, maybe 5 to 20 people.
Okay, very good. Zoe.
Okay, let's be careful classifying your employees as independent or changing their classification to independent contractors. If you exercise control over them, like telling them, be here at this time, wear this outfit, wear this name tag, they're likely employees, and you could be liable for wage and hour violations. So you need to be really careful about classifying people as independent contractors and putting them on 1099. I know it's easier, but it's really risky.
Yeah, so what makes them a 1099 employee or worker?
An employee is on a W-2, and an independent contractor is on a 1099. The big distinction, there's a lot of things that are looked at, but the main factor that a lot of the courts will look at is whether the employer has control over the employee or the individual. So let me give you an example. A classic independent contractor is someone you hire to paint your house. You say, paint my house. I don't care when. I don't care how. I don't know how to do it. You bring the supplies. I just want it painted. I'll pay you $100. That's an independent contractor. You didn't control how they did their work. You just said, I want my house painted. Do it in the middle of the night. I don't care. You hire your employees. You can wear whatever you want. Come whenever you want. But if you are an administrative employee, an answering phones, you have a schedule, they have control over you. And then if they're an hourly, non-exempt employee, they need minimum wage. They need overtime. They need meal periods. They need rest breaks. And if you don't give that to them because you think they are an independent contractor, you're on the hook
for a
lot of liability.
Right, you have to also be paying taxes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
you were supposed to be putting them on a W-2 and taking deductions.
Oh, paying part of the social
security. Are you in trouble, Jitender?
Right now, can I just say something right now? If I had to do this with all of my people, I would be out of business, just to be honest with you.
You'd be out of business?
Yeah, but you know what? You could get an employee that's angry, a contractor that's angry at you, and they're going to take you to the labor board or get an attorney, and then you'll really be in trouble. You know, I'm sorry we're giving you unhappy news.
Crazy stuff, I tell you, but I'll do my best to comply with the law, but this is some crazy crapola.
Crazy crapola.
And it's a misdemeanor not to get an I-9 from an employee and make sure they're documented. They have all their...
Oh, yeah.
So be careful about that. That
You know, we have a new president now. So
Jitender, you've got a lot of work to do.
You may have a job, but nobody take the car.
Call my office.
Jitender, listen.
I am still blessed to be in this country, and then where I am from, it is so poor, and I am just...
All right, because you heard...
Great attitude.
Because you heard it on KBC. You ready? Can you remember the name Zoe? Can you remember thomasemploymentlawfirm.com?
Yeah.
thomasemploymentlawfirm.com. Ask for Zoe Beckus. She will continue giving you great advice. And Jitender.
Thank you so much.
Jitender, can I ask you a question? Are you a married man? Are you a married man?
No, sir. I am a bachelor. I am very available. And
what kind of women?
I am what they call the cream of the crop.
And you don't take any crapola.
Crapola here, baby.
What type of lady do you like?
You know, I like beautiful women of all colors. I do not discriminate. Like, I do not discriminate in my employees. And I would just tell you one thing, that if you have a nice, tall woman who would like an entrepreneurial guy like me, I'm available.
Email us and we'll set you up if there's anyone out there listening.
All right, email stankbc@aol.com. stankbc@aol.com.
You're all beautiful people.
No, Zoe's got some hot friends. She's beautiful, so you know what I'm saying. Anyway, all right. Hey, Tender, Jatender?
Jatender.
Jatender.
You can't get it right.
Does anybody have problem? Does anybody ever see you just slow down when you're speaking?
You know, they do tell me that I roll my R's a little bit crazy, but, you know, some people like it fast and some people don't. So that's just the way it is.
Hey, you got to be who you are, right, baby? Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Good luck.
All right, chicken tenders. Goodbye. Well, that was quite an interesting call, but you know what? On the serious side, do you know how many people out there have workers like he has that are 1099s that are breaking the law, and they could end up in a lot of trouble?
Is that typical?
Yes.
a lot of people are people are becoming more aware. People are becoming more aware of the distinction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So oftentimes they might know, I'm kind of worried about this person. I don't think they're really an independent contractor. And we can help with the assessment.
Right.
But if there's a doubt, you should check it out.
Yeah.
There's a doubt, check it out. You heard it here.
But, you know, isn't it funny? I love it with the politicians. To me, you know, it's a minor thing, but it's not a minor thing that it's a big issue because some guy running for the legislature in our country, Congress, has an illegal worker who's been a nanny, who's been a housekeeper, a cleaning person, and they get called out for that. Because especially if you're going to be in the business of making law, you better practice the law.
Absolutely.
All right, well, good job, caller. Anyway, I think you had a couple of kind of fun questions, Debbie, didn't
well,
you?
Well, I don't know. I just thought we could take a minute and have a little chat.
Okay.
So, you know, Stan, what's your favorite way to waste time?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, not being on this show. I love it.
Yeah.
No, but I'm going to think of a serious answer. Zoe, think of an answer. Favorite way to waste time.
Or do you waste time?
I waste time. I'm a time waster.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Zoe?
Stopping on the street. One time I stopped on the street and there was a bunny in the middle of the street.
Oh, well, you have to
stop. And I picked it up from the middle of the street, and then I found its owners. So now I just stop and make sure pets are not, do they have a leash?
Oh, that's nice.
Because then maybe I could take it.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Look, we once, you know, I was living in PV, my kids, and a dog showed up on our block, the most beautiful black lab. So my kids fall in love. I know somebody has to own this dog, and it didn't have a collar. So I called the local police department, and a little boy came to the door with his dad. His eyes were red and blown up from crying all day, losing his animal.
It was his puppy.
But believe me, that dog was ours. If nobody claimed that dog, we would have given that dog a great home. My dog, we had a golden that once ran away, but we felt, you know, if somebody has the dog and is giving them a good home, and you forget the idea that it could be dead, you know.
Oh, Stan.
You forget the idea that it might be gone.
Sat outside the house for a day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she just sat outside.
You mean?
Waiting to be let back in.
Oh.
Because she accidentally got out and she was like, I'm not supposed to be out.
What type of day?
I'm exaggerating.
What kind of day?
A Wheaton Terrier and at my parents' house. And she just sat outside and said, this is my home. I'm supposed to go in now.
All right, we're coming to a break.
Okay.
Very informative. I definitely liked Jabibi. He was good.
Why can't you get that name
What is it?
Jatender.
Oh, I apologize.
It's a common name.
I'm not being nice.
Common.
Yeah, I get a little off color sometimes. Yeah. Jatender. He sounded like he had a sense of humor because he said crapola.
Yeah.
Use the word crapola.
Hey, that's universal.
Single ladies.
Talk radio. We get a beautiful guest on. She's giving me trouble.
Single ladies should email us.
Single ladies, yes. StanKBC@AOL.com. He's a beautiful man. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Check us out on our Facebook page. So what's your problem? Get in touch with me personally, StanKABC@AOL.com. And remember, 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222.
Wanna be an insider?
Hell yeah!
Log on to KABC.com now and become a KABC insider.
Ooh, what do I get?
Get special access to SoCal's hottest concerts,
sporting events, including Kings hockey,
and more. Yeah!
the KABC Insider.
Because if you're not on the inside,
you're out. Register now by going inside KABC.com.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
Wake up! Wake up! With Doug McIntyre in the morning.
Jerry Brown has defended his arrangement to get $1 billion of taxpayer money in order to fix our broken roads. And I love that he used the word arrangement.
We have a certain arrangement here. We made an arrangement. What we did was we arranged his left leg over his right ear. That's what we done here. We made a nice arrangement.
Nice roads you got here. Shame if something bad happened.
Yeah, pretty nice state. Would be a terrible shame if something was to go wrong with it.
McIntyre in the morning. Now with Leanne tweeting news. 5 to 10 on KABC.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
525,600
minutes.
Saw the play twice.
525,600 minutes. How do you measure?
I'll tell you how you measure life in a year. You listen to Talk Radio 7 KBC, and the show is So What's Your Problem? I love the show. I love the show.
I love it too.
I love it.
But I love the show. The show. I saw the show twice.
Oh, that Rent? Show.
The show.
Yeah.
What's the name of the
show? I thought you meant this show.
Rent.
I, yeah. I just saw it recently, actually, at the Sagerstrom Theater in Orange County.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyway, welcome back. And we do have the fabulous Zoe Beckus with us.
Yeah, it's been so fun.
And the also fabulous Debbie.
Yeah.
But we have a couple of Facebook questions here, which are pretty interesting. And I think they look like they're for Zoe. Ooh. Counselor Esquire Zoe. Here we go. My name is Rhonda. I live in Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has gotten to the point where she needs a caregiver. Whether she likes it or not, she's denying that she needs it, but my husband and I know she needs it.
Probably half our listeners are in this shape.
Our listeners are very young.
Well, they're young at heart.
But they're people who take care of their parents.
That's right.
You see what she said? They take care of parents.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what's funny? And we'll get to this in a second. When you get older and your parents get really older, you become the parent. The child becomes the parent.
Yeah.
Like you have young parents right now. But yeah, like when my parents were getting sick, that's it. You got to do this, Mom. You got to do it. Anyway, so the question is, she's concerned about not hiring a caregiver, but how does she hire her legally?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into employment law, but the first thing you have to know is she going to be a personal attendant? What that means is she's watching your mom, dressing her, feeding her, and not spending more than 20% of her time doing other things like cleaning. If she is a personal attendant, then she's not entitled to a lot of the protections of the wage orders, specifically wage, well, you don't need to know what wage order it is, but the wage order that applies to you in this situation in a private home. She would be entitled to overtime after nine hours of work and over 45 in a week. So instead of the traditional
8 hours,
right, personal attendants get overtime at 9 hours and 45 in a week.
Oh, okay. Is there ever double time? Because the other catch, which you know. A lot of these caregivers move in. And
how do you determine that?
Yeah, how do you pay them for that?
If they're a personal attendant, live in or live out, the rules are the same. So after 9 hours, they get double time. After 45 hours, they get overtime. You don't need to give them meal period and rest breaks. And the double time provisions in the wage order do not apply. But if they're a live-in, it's more complicated if they're
room
not a
and
personal
board
attendant.
And the whole thing.
Right.
Caregiver, because my mother actually had that, and we, our gal actually, I think, may have had a green card, or she may have been illegal. I'm serious, you know, being honest, because that's the case a lot of times. You know, you bring in somebody, usually from another country, and they're caregivers.
Things have changed over the years where the awareness happened.
But Rhonda, that's a very good question. It's not going to be cheap, though, you know, to follow the law. All right, let's move to our next question. Rhonda, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rhonda.
And I know you're listening out there. Okay, next. We actually have a call, and the person wants to know if this can be a discrimination case or a harassment case. We get a lot of folks from San Quentin Prison listen to the show. So this is from Jimmy Bones, has an issue with Clyde Smith. Clyde is claiming that Jimmy bosses him around in the cell and is forcing him to clean the toilets, you know, do work for him. Is that some kind of employer-employee relationship or doesn't
that's a bully.
Qualify?
That's a bully.
In the cell, he's being bullied.
By his cellmate.
You don't have to answer that.
That's not an employer.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Let's move on. A serious question. California Fair Pay Act. Somebody's asking, what is it?
Well, unfortunately for employers and fortunately for employees, California has the most expansive pay act in the country. Now you have to pay individuals of the same gender and of different gender and different race and ethnicity the same rate of pay if they perform substantially similar work. So the law strictly limits the circumstances that you can pay a woman and a man a different amount of money and a white person and an Asian person differing rates of pay if they perform the substantially similar work, even if they have different job titles. But are they doing sort of the same thing?
That seems kind of like a no-brainer, though. I mean, wouldn't you pay the same rate of the same salary?
Well, women make less in many cases.
Wouldn't you?
You would hope, but that's not often the case because let's say someone came from a place where they made a lot of money. That can't be the only thing you use to justify the
couldn't give preferential wage treatment to somebody just because they're coming into the company at a higher level from another company. They have to match the worker that has the skill level of them. So it has to be all across the board, but you can't lower.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Is if you have, let's say you notice you have a problem with the Fair Pay Act, you cannot reduce the wage of anyone because of the law. So if you say, well, person A makes more than person B, I'm just going to reduce person A's wage, that's unlawful.
Yeah, that's
and a lot of people
trouble.
Don't know that.
Yeah. And so, what about seniority? Does this play in it at all?
So
can you use that as an excuse?
Small limited circumstances which can justify a wage differential. A seniority system is one of them, but you can't just say, oh, he's more senior. It needs to be a seniority system, probably in writing, implemented equally across the board. And you have to be able to prove that that was the wage differentials based on that entire factor. So it can't be partly because of seniority and partly because of something else. It has to be one or more of the factors that they allow.
Okay, that's fantastic information. And I really think listeners got a lot of information tonight, especially from me, a drop from Zoe or a certain... No, she's lovely. She's fantastic. Zoe Beckus and ThomasEmploymentLaw.com, ThomasEmploymentLaw.com, ThomasEmploymentLaw.com. And you want to get a hold of me, StanKBC@AOL.com, StanKBC@AOL.com. Come back next week, and we're going to take the whole show, all the listeners, to see Rent.
Oh,
signing off. God. Thank you, Zoe. You're fantastic.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
On average, Angelinos spend an additional 80 hours a year behind the wheel due to traffic. And while we can't help you recoup that time, we can help you pass the time by covering the stories that impact you in a smart, clever, and sometimes hilarious way. Think of us as The Daily Show. Only hourly. KABC. Los Angeles. Orange County. A Cumulus station.
Tense in South Korea, tax protest. I'm Barbara Kusak.